Barhead. Chelsea Wiesinger's life has come full circle. Growing up in the summer village of Birch Cove, she would pull a candy cart selling sweets throughout the village. Now, as an adult, Wiesinger and her husband Justin are doing a variation of the theme, using a goat. She has also written a children's book using her childhood memories and Justin's more recent candy cart experiences and combined them into an unforgettable true story. The book is a story about a special goat named Ivan and the family who adopted him and how they grow together to serve and spread joy to others. Chelsea said she came up with the idea for the book in 2020 when she and Justin were at a family function, campout, and saw a goat pulling a full-grown adult in a cart. I looked at Justin and said, "The goat could lead a parade in our summer village, just like Bob Goff," she said. Birch Cove has never had a parade before, she said. Bob Goff is a California-based author, and one of Justin's heroes, who for more than 20 years, with support from his family, has hosted a neighborhood parade to promote love and acceptance. Chelsea noted that she loved the line so much that she incorporated it almost word for word in the book. Justin also noted that the goat could also pull a candy cart, just like when you did when you were a kid. After saying that, the Wiesingers knew they needed to have the goat. It was a crazy move from two people who are not farmers or have any experience with animals, except for dogs, she said. Chelsea said the story is written from the perspective of one of their daughters and follows how they adopted Ivan and revived her childhood candy business. At the time, Chelsea said she was homeschooling her eldest daughter, and she wanted to use the story as a platform to get her thinking about what she could do with her life and teach her about business and finances, something that was important to her as a designated accountant. It was just a practical way to teach a lot of good stuff and for us to reach out to our neighbors, she explained. But the main message is about serving others and spreading joy. However, Chelsea said the book also explores other themes such as grieving throughout the story, specifically about how she dealt with the loss of her 15-year-old dog along with the sadness and depression that followed through another story where Ivan meets a teenager battling depression at a local market and overcoming anxiety. The book's audience is young children to early teens, Chelsea said, adding that children from 6 to 12 will probably get the most out of it. But it is really for all ages. I just talked to a woman who bought a copy and said her 34-year-old son needed to read the book, she said. Chelsea noted the book is also illustrated by a local Barhead artist whose pen name is Romeo Finn, who recently wrote and illustrated his own book, Too Many Cats. The Wiesingers are self-publishing the book under their own label, which also include Justin's book A Childlike Heist, in which he chronicles his younger journey navigating life in a crazy messed up adult world, and his latest music album, Wonderlove. An unforgettable true story is available through Amazon and the Wiesingers, including Ivan, who are also making the rounds at various community events through the region. Chelsea is also planning to have a book launch event in Barhead sometime in September. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.